This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The internet search and advertising giant Google has its hands full in Europe. Antitrust regulators there have accused it of abusing its power to, among other things, favor its business partners in Google search results. Back in February, President Obama warned the EU to be sure that any antitrust action not be, quote, commercially driven, a suggestion Europe might be out to help its homegrown companies. Google denies wrongdoing. The high-profile official leading the case against Google is Europe's Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager. She joins us from her home country of Denmark. Commissioner Vestager, good morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So when I look up something on Google in Europe, it might, you think, sometimes favor some of the people it has business relationships with, and that would violate your rules?
Yeah, because as a consumer, you would expect to get the best answer to your query. And if systematically you get sort of the Google service, well, that may not be the best thing. And then other companies may wonder, should we invest in new and innovative products if we can never be found by Google? And therefore, the risk is that you, as a consumer, get less choice.
Now, I saw this internal memo to Google's own employees. The company claimed that it is competing on its merits in Europe and elsewhere and offers a good search service, and that competition to Google is just really a click away. I know that you, Commissioner, you use Google and you think it's a good service. Mm-hmm. Are you just trying to penalize a company for being very good at what it does?
Oh, no, on the contrary. I think I and others should congratulate any successful company because this is great for job creation and for growth. But when it comes to being very dominant. In many European countries, almost 90% or more than 90% of all search would be Google search. So you have this very dominant position, and that also, you know, requires you not to misuse this dominant position.
Moving on from Google, you're also leading the effort to investigate Russia's state-owned energy firm, Gazprom, for allegedly overcharging, especially in Eastern Europe. Are you worried that that investigation is going to disrupt international relations at a tense time?
It's a strictly sort of law enforcement effort. What we find is that Gazprom enabled themselves to charge maybe 40% more for gas in five countries. And that, of course, for the consumer makes the cost of heat in the home or cooking or any other use of electricity much more expensive than it maybe ought to be.
Margrethe Vestager is the European Commissioner for Competition, speaking from Copenhagen. Commissioner, thank you.
It was a pleasure to be with you.
Now, there was one more, I will say, off-point question I needed to ask the Commissioner. See, there's a great television series from Denmark, a political drama like The West Wing, only in Danish. It's called Borgen, and the show's lead character is a woman who ends up as Prime Minister of Denmark. Well, the people who made that show say that Margrethe Vestager was a key inspiration for that star character. I asked the Commissioner if she sees herself when she watches that show.
Well, of course, it's always hard to tell when it's fiction, but, you know, she has more or less the same family relations. Her husband is also a teacher. The party is very much like the party which I belong to, the Social Liberal Party. There's a lot of things that look alike. And anyway, I would recommend it if one wants to see how Nordic politics work.
Naughty politics. Some of it was deliciously vicious in that Danish TV series. The cable channel Link TV runs it, but I found the box set of Borgen Season 1. It provoked a binge in front of our television.